Hey, amen. Take a seat. It's Friday. Hey, it is March Madness, if you don't know it all right. A lot going on tonight. Women's basketball team, where are you? Defending, they're making a run to the crown. Starting tonight, 7:30 here at DeVos. The men's basketball team, Rock Island, Illinois, Hanover, they're going to take it tonight too. But other things going on tonight, the Waffle House for any of you guys. Oh, yeah. Belgium waffles tonight, 10:30, Vince Isle Cottage. You won't want to miss it. Hey, it's also another special day because we got a lot of visitors here who are looking at Hope College. Hey, we hope this is an important day for you as you discern where God's going to send you to college in the future, whether it's here at Hope or somewhere else. And then the last thing, it is a really special day. You guys are going to make history today. You are. Never in the history of chapel here at Hope College have we ever Skyped somebody live. Well, today, baby, it's going to happen. We are going to be Skyping, and we're going to Australia today. We are going to Skype Nick Campbell, who is a junior. Did you hear that, Nick? Okay, Nick Campbell, who is in Gold Coast, Australia at Bond University. Nick is a junior. Economics major, and he is from Saline, Michigan. So we're going to bring up Nick from Aussie land. Hey! Nick can't see anybody but me. All right. And I'm not going to turn this because we got all the wires, and I don't want to lose Nick and turn it. But for any of you afterwards, if you want to come and give Nick some loving, you can do it. So, hey, Nick, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Paul. How are you?
Hey, we're making history today.
We are. That's true.
That's cool. Hey, I'm loving your shirt. You're strutting the Bond University shirt today.
Hey, can you grab the other microphone?
Oh, that's right. I got to talk to you so you can hear me. Oh, that's good. Okay, we rehearsed this.
That would work better if I can hear you.
Yeah, that's good. Hey, don't get sassy. I'm running this thing, man.
That's right.
I love it. Hey, what time are we at in Aussie land right now?
Coming up on about 1:40 a.m. Saturday morning.
Nice. Typical college time. That's no big deal for you. 1:40. Great. Hey.
And I'm in the future too, right now.
You're nice line. Nice line. Hey, you're ready today, I can tell. All right. Hey, where are you at? You look like you're in a laundry room. What's up? Where are you at there?
Oh, this is my dorm room.
Oh, it's your dorm room. Here. Hey, give us a little tour.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Those are my bed and my roommate's beds. That's the door. Right up there is the balcony. And the windows.
Hey, that was awesome. Virtual tour of your room. Nice. Thanks.
That's all I got for you.
Okay.
My roommate went down to Sydney for the weekend, so we won't be seeing him.
Nice. Very good. Hey, what's like weather-wise and everything here? You know, it's March here. There's snow on the ground. It's cold. What's it like in Gold Coast, Australia?
Well, it rained today, so it was a little cooler. About 80 degrees.
Oh, that's nasty. Oh, 80 degrees?
But, I mean, I would guess. They do it in Celsius down here, so I don't really pay attention to it.
Okay.
But yeah, about that.
That's awesome. Hey, well, listen, I want to turn our attention to your study abroad and what the experience has been like, so... Hey, you've been there now since January 5. Is that when you landed?
That is when I landed. I left on the 3rd, and I got there on the 5th.
Gotcha.
I'll tell you how long I was on the plane.
Yeah. Hey, what was it like? I mean, how's the adjustment been for you? Tell us a little about that since when you first got there and then beyond.
Well, the first week it was kind of like a vacation because you were just meeting everybody new, and it was sunny and warm, and it was a lot of fun. We were doing a whole bunch of cool stuff. But then once we started getting into classes and everything, it kind of started to hit you that you were going to be here for a while, and you had homework to do and exams and all that kind of stuff. So it's been a challenge, but it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah. I mean, you're right. Once you got past that first initial time of getting there and everything new, and then you start going to classes, it's like, wow, I'm going to be here now for the next 3.5 months, and starting to sink in of being away from family and friends and that type of thing. So, and I remember, you know, as you kind of hit that second week, you shot me an email and you said, hey, Boris, I'm over here in Australia, and the adjustment is starting to hit me that I'm going to be here for a little while. And I got some concerns that I want to share with you. And one of them was just your concern of how this was going to impact you spiritually. Tell us a little about that.
Yeah, well, it's a lot different here than Holland from a spiritual standpoint. It's a secular school. It's not a Christian school, but the society as a whole is a fair bit more secular than American society. So I knew that I wasn't going to have 3 chapel services a week, and I wasn't going to have a whole student body that many of whom were people of faith, so I knew it was going to be a challenge. And it absolutely has been, but it's been a real growing experience for me, and it's been fantastic.
You know, and picking up on that, when you emailed me, you said, hey, Boris, yep, I want to make sure I continue to grow in my faith. And so I challenged, we took a challenge together, didn't we? I said, hey, Nick, we're in the book of Colossians all through this semester, so why don't we challenge each other to read Colossians, the book of Colossians, at least once a week, but even, if we can, once a day, which you have been doing, I know, faithfully, and we've been emailing back and forth each week what the scriptures has been kind of revealing to you. Tell us, you know, one thing that as you've been reading through Colossians, there's one text that's kind of stuck out for you that we've talked about a little from Colossians 4. Tell us a little about that.
Yeah, I don't remember if I was talking to somebody in church or where, but I heard this phrase, and it was kind of corny, I guess, but it said, you might be the only Jesus that somebody sees today. And it kind of stuck out to me. And then that night, I was reading, and I came across Colossians 4:5, I believe it is, and it says, be wise in the way you act toward outsiders, make the most of every opportunity. And that really hit me as, you know how sometimes you're reading scripture and a verse just jumps off the page. And that was like that for me. So I kind of felt like, what if I'm the only representative of Christ that some of these people see? And I'm, you know, based on my interactions with the society down here, that wouldn't surprise me at all.
Yeah. So this scripture, you know, is kind of leaping off the page, and then that kind of phrase, you may be the only Jesus that somebody meets today. So this is going on, you're thinking, reflecting about it. And then 2 examples happen kind of soon after you've been thinking of that. Share those 2 examples or specific things that happened to you.
Yeah, there was the first one, it was pretty early in the semester, I remember. I was eating in the dining hall / restaurant thing that they have here. And I bowed my head to pray before my meal, and one of the girls at my table thought that I had just fallen asleep.
No way.
Yeah.
She thought you had narcolepsy or something like that?
Yeah, she thought I had just passed out in broad daylight in a public room.
She's never seen that before.
Yeah, the first thing that I thought was, well, that's kind of funny, and that'll be a good story to tell. But then the second thing that occurred to me was, well, that's because she has never been exposed to that before, and stop to think that it didn't occur to what I was actually doing.
Yeah, and just this simple act, again, showed something different to her. And then there was a second incident that happened as well, too.
Yeah, I was with my friends, and we were at a restaurant, and I went up to the counter to pay for my meal, and I was digging in my pocket for change, and I normally carry with me, there's this little, this little wooden cross that I just have in my pocket, just, you know, whatever, and as I pulled the coins out, and I was counting out change to pay the cashier, I had pulled my keys and this cross out with me, and the guy who was standing next to me, he said, "Do you love Christ?" And it was just really interesting to me because he didn't say, "Are you religious?" He didn't say, "Are you Christian?" He asked me word for word, "Do you love Christ?" I mean, it was just one of those things where that's not something you hear every day, especially from a non-Christian, like it turned out this man was. So, I mean, it was just one of those little ways that God talks to you and lets you know he's there.
Yeah. And just reminding you again what it means to be a follower of Jesus, that it means maybe to look a little different. And how do you then engage in a gracious and generous way with a culture that doesn't know Christ, which we've been talking a lot about with the book of Colossians this semester as well, too. Now, you've been reading Colossians, but it's also pushed you to read more scripture elsewhere. And one of your favorite books has been 1 Peter. And talk a little about that. And I'm gonna wrap up in about 2 minutes because our time is going. But tell us a little about 1 Peter.
Sure. Well, as we talked about, 1 Peter is almost like Colossians on steroids.
That sounds good.
It's all about being set apart from your surroundings and being a chosen people, being several points in there where he refers to Christians as aliens in a foreign land. And there's, I mean, it's just chock full of verses that are really good. One of my favorites is 3:4:4. They think it strange that you not plunge with them into the same flood of dissipation and they heap abuse upon you. And that's not to say that I've been getting abused, but it's a reminder that most people don't have the support of a community like home. So it's just another one of those things where it just looks like, well, that was written there just for me at this point in my life.
Yeah. Hey, last question, because then we got to close up. It's gone too fast. But what would you want to leave with the Hope College community today who's gathered in Dimna Chapel? What are some things that you've been learning that you'd want to pass on to them? And then I'm going to have you close in prayer. But pass on a couple pieces of things you've been learning that you'd love for your brothers and sisters to hear here.
Well, I would just hope that they realize what a special place Holland is, and the Hope College community and how awesome it is, but also realize that most Christians around the world, including, I mean, I've met a ton of them here in Australia through churches and Bible studies and that kind of stuff, they aren't blessed with a community like we have in Holland. And they have to be intentional. They have to be purposeful in pursuing Christ. They can't be passive about it. They can't be complacent. They have to go after it.
And that's a good challenge to us, because sometimes when it so surrounds us here, we can get take it for granted, be apathetic about it. So, audience participation here today. So, yeah, that's a great word that we can, wherever we're at, whether in Holland or Gold Coast, Australia. We need to be intentional in pursuing our relationship with God, a God who is intentional about pursuing us as he's been doing with you over in Australia. This has been awesome. Hey, I need you to close in prayer. Then folks who want to love on you can come and say hi up here on the screen. Got it? Pray us out.
All right.
Thanks.
All right. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the many blessings that you've given to us. Just the community that we all call home. But we ask that you would never allow us to be complacent with our faith. We ask that you would encourage us to be intentional and keep pursuing you like you've pursued us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Hey, I'm going to turn the screen around and you can say hi to everybody and they can wave at you. See ya, you're dismissed.